It's time for our Friday morning coaches show. Head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Mason Miller, is hanging out with us as we talk Zizzer High School basketball. And there's a lot to talk about as the seedings are in for the holiday tournaments that's just around the corner. But tonight, the Zizzers will be at Forsyth, and that game's going to air on KDY 102.5. But, before tonight, how's the week gone?
Well, I guess since the last time we talked, I guess we've played three games since then.
Yeah.
We finished up the Wheeler tournament. So we finished up there. It was last Friday, Saturday, played Wheeler, played Glendale. And then this past Tuesday, played at home, our first home game against Mount Home.
Yeah. And, let's go back to the tournament. It's good to play these tournaments early because it's a lot of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it helps kids get in shape. You find more rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And what were you able to take out of it?
Well, especially with three games in 3 days, I mean, there's not. I think we had a little walkthrough, but it's small adjustments that you got to make because you can't go down, and it's not like a typical end game season where you got practice or two to kind of adjust stuff. It's adjusting on the fly.
Yeah.
Played Thursday, Mansfield, made to the semifinals against Willard. In that game, it was a back and forth game. Overall, I think we had it to a, I want to say it was a 1-point game.
Yeah, it was pretty tight.
It was tight late. It was a 1-point game with under a minute to go. We had our opportunities. Just sometimes shots don't fall.
Yeah.
In our favor. I mean, we did everything we were supposed to do, and shots just didn't fall. And then the next day, the Glendale game.
Mm-hmm.
Glendale's a team that Coach McTague always does a really good job there. But I think we had to a 3-point game with about a minute 20 left, so we're right in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Both games we didn't really turn over the ball. We the turnovers we had were aggressive ones. Mm-hmm. and that's the ones that we want. But in that game, had our opportunities, just couldn't really get over the top, and shots just didn't fall, unfortunately.
It's early.
Mm-hmm.
It's so early. Again, we were talking about it off air, just finding your rhythm. And some teams start out like their hair's on fire, they taper off.
Mm-hmm.
Some teams start out a little slower and they build to it, because that's the thing. Basketball season is it's definitely a marathon.
It's a marathon. It's a grind. We'll just look at our next 3 weeks. We play at Forsyth Friday, then we play home versus Willard, and then we have about a week off roughly. Then we got Blue and Gold.
Mm-hmm.
And we got another week off roughly, and then we got at Salem.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to have a little bit of a break in between, but at the same time, it's a grind.
Yeah.
We're extremely early in this season.
Well, and you're averaging, 60 some odd points a game.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got, how many new faces do you have on the floor?
From last year to this year, we really have one who didn't have any varsity playing time that we've been playing. Who's been playing a lot. Got a couple other sophomore guards. And then obviously the freshmen who have seen some minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one really new face who's been part of our rotation.
Well, and just gelling into things.
Mm-hmm.
You're scoring 60 plus points a game. Defensively, that's just looking at numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that the one area you feel you need to shore up a little bit?
Defensively, and one thing that we have that we drilled on practice on Monday is rebounding, because we want to make sure we dominate. We want to win the rebound war. It's not a battle.
Mm-hmm.
every possession's a battle. We want to win the war in the long run.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and it's cliche-ish, but I mean, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. You'll win more ball games if you can win the boards and not turn the ball over. Yep. You're probably going to have more W's than L's.
Yep, and honestly, I mean, if we go up against a team that that may be where that maybe if some people think that it may be like an upset bid, those are ways that we can stay in the ball game. If we don't turn over the ball, we out rebound them. We play really good position defense. I mean we're gonna be in a lot of ball games.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, when teams start getting second and third opportunities, that's where scorers find a rhythm.
Yes.
And, you know, if you can one and done, guess what? That kid that is their prolific scorer, now he's got to go down and do something he probably really doesn't want to do, and that's play defense.
Yep. And with that, too, I mean, there's a lot of kids who want to get out and they want to run. They want to run up and down. We're going to try to dictate the pace on both ends of the floor. And also, like, if we just get those one stop, if we get those one shot, one stop, get a rebound, it's gonna hurt their momentum going in the long run.
Well, now looking at tonight's opponent, Forsyth, you know, they're scoring quite a few points. You know, they're scoring probably up around 74, 73 points a game. They're not giving up a whole lot of points. They got size, and that's, you know, we were talking about that 6'10", 6'11" kid.
Yep, they got 6'10" kid. He's a big body inside. But I mean, one thing we really got to do, and I mean, we kind of talked about earlier, is I mean, we got to keep him off the boards. He's a big body. He's hard to move. But we're gonna try to put a body on him when a shot goes up and make sure he doesn't get the boards.
You know, and there's. Do you attack him? You know, I mean, I'm sure there's going to be portions of the game you're going to try everything, but I mean, some of the options, I guess, attack him, get him in foul trouble where he's spending more time on the bench than on the floor. You know, we talked earlier before we went on, you know, running. Other teams in the past, you know, run him, get him tired.
Yeah.
Because a tired kid makes mistakes.
Yep. They do, and I think it's all kids. I mean, especially if you're not. I mean, if you're more worried about, hey, my legs are tired. I'm breathing hard. This is hard. I mean, they're gonna be more worried about that more than the actual game themselves.
It looks like, you know, I mean, just looking at their points per game, they, because of his size, they're getting a lot of putbacks.
They are. I mean, he's 6'10". I mean, he's average. I think it's 15 and 10 a night. So he's your leading scorer, leading rebounder. But I mean, overall, outside of him, I mean, they have two other really good players. They have another really good guard, the Holmes kid. He does a little bit of everything. He can drive it. He can spot shoot it. He works his tail off defensively. And then the Holbrook kid, probably if you had to go over just an overall player, he can do everything. He's a three level scorer. If he gets his feet set on a shot, he makes it a lot.
Now, do they want to just play a half court game? You know, are they gonna pick you guys up full court and try to get some transition buckets?
It's honestly kind of a mixture. The big 6'10" kids in there, they'll slow it down and they'll try to run a set for him or get him involved in some kind of action. They love ball screens. And then if the Baird kid gets out of there, they get a little bit faster, so they kind of want to push the tempo. So it's two different styles that you got to be prepared for.
Yeah. Well, some coaches – they get a big kid like that, they'll run a full court press and they'll put that big kid right in, he'll be at the point, he'll be out top. That can create a problem. Of course, not every big kid is capable of doing that, but the ones that are, boy, that can really create a problem.
Oh yeah. They will press us. That's one thing. I know Coach Smith, I know he's a former Zizzer coach, but, I mean, I know he's going to press us. He's, I think we're going to see a little bit of everything tonight overall. But we're going to try to keep our heads and play our style. And when it comes down to the last 4 minutes of the game, our goal, we're gonna have a chance in it.
Can you, with a big kid like that, might there be some opportunities for the Zizzers to press, speed the game up? Maybe because that can be a problem.
Could
you're gonna press this? Well, let's just throw it up here and let this great big kid, huge kid, catch it. And it can be problematic, but it could also be rewarding, couldn't it?
Yep, it can. But the other side of it, every single kid can shoot the ball for them. So if we try to speed them up and try to make sure they give up layups, if they beat us up the floor, they get slowed down, and we gotta go double team big kid. And if they kick it out, they're pretty good shooters if they get their feet set.
Now defensively, you don't have one player that can match up with him.
No.
So you're probably going to have to play zone, aren't you?
Be honest with you. I mean, we're going to try to mix it up a little bit, just because to see what we can do against them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you play zone, you pack it in. Mm-hmm. Well, if they've got shooters,
and then you got to get out on them. Yeah.
And that's when, you sprint out to get on them.
Mm-hmm.
You come off the corners. If you're like a 3-2 matchup, that back row, if somebody slides up or slides in, that creates a wide open shot. It creates a dribble drive lane.
Yep.
I mean, there's just a big kid creates I'm not making you nervous, am I? Yeah.
No, not at all. Not
I'm
at all.
Just saying, a big kid, you get it. A big kid can really cause some problems used properly, and he's willing to score.
Oh yeah, he is willing to score. He's really good around that basket. He does a pretty good job of getting his feet set, and he's not afraid to find a shooter.
Yeah.
If he knows, like, hey, we're going to be double teamed. Mm-hmm. I'm going to find shooters. I'm going to kick it out to them. But overall, our goal tonight, we're going to try to dictate tempo. Obviously we're playing to win.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But we're gonna compete the whole time, and one of our main things, and one thing we've worked on a lot this week, is win the rebound war.
Yeah. Well, and now some of the West Plains Zizzers that need to step up tonight and have a big game. Who you gonna lean on? Who you looking towards to have a big game tonight?
I feel like our whole team, I mean, just gotta be extremely unselfish with it. We're the Zizzers. I'm not really gonna specifically point out one person or not pick out one person. We're the Zizzers. We're goal, and that's another team. That's another one of our goals tonight. We're gonna play as a team.
Yeah.
It's us against the Forsyth Panthers tonight.
Well, rebounding. Don't turn the ball over. Yep. Time of possession, opportunities. This is kind of one of those games where, each possession could be really big, because, back and forth, you figure, I think Forsyth is going to want to play a pretty slow game.
Yeah.
That's just me. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to want to play a pretty slow game. So, that puts more emphasis on each possession. There's not going to be as many.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, if you're not able to create more opportunities, so each possession is going to be one of those, that it's just really big. And patience. I think a great word for tonight's game for the Zizzers could be patience.
Yep.
You're going to get opportunities to score if you have the patience to just be steadfast with the game plan.
Yes, and really, that's both ends of the floor. I mean, especially if they slow it down, we have to be disciplined, and we have to get to that backside. Shot goes up, we got to find somebody, we got to box them out, take advantage of numbers if it gets there. If it doesn't, there's no shot clock. I mean, this year, we've played games a little faster. We've also had games where we play a little slower.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we've played anywhere between about 60 possessions and about 75, 78 possessions.
Yeah.
I mean, 18 possessions. I mean, that's a big difference.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I was thinking like tonight, 50.
Could be.
You know, and I haven't followed Forsythe that much, but, you know, Kevin, I know Kevin pretty well. And watching them play last year, they did not want to run.
No.
They wanted to get that offense. You know, they were fine with a 38-30 win, but that's why I was surprised when I was looking at their scores, how the points are up, and, you know, teams have probably been trying to push them a little bit.
They have. I know in that their Forsythe championship against Carl Junction. Carl Junction tried to get out and get after him a little bit. Especially, basically the whole second half, just they try to speed him up.
Yeah, keep that tempo going. Mm-hmm. Keep that tempo, because when he gets tired, he comes out. But there again, you know, it's almost kind of, in a sense, you got to prepare for two teams.
Yep.
You got to prepare for a team with a 6'10 kid that's going to be a half-court basketball team. And then you got to prepare for a team that's like, okay, you want to run? All right, we'll run.
Yep.
Let's go. And it'll be fun. Hey, next week we're going to be looking at the blue and gold. Of course, the Zizzers, you got seeded.
Got seeded for the first time since 2018.
Yeah, we'll dive into that. And, of course, look back at, the week's games. But, folks, it is basketball season. Mason Miller, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, thanks for hanging with us.
Thank you.